Good morning, everyone. The reading this morning is taken from John 13, verses 1 to 5, and then we're skipping over to verse 31 to 35. And it's on page 874 of the Pew Bible. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to his Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Over to verse 31. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now. Where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Thank you, David.
We've been in a series called A Community of Love, and this week especially I want to concentrate on those words that Jill just read for us from John 13, and it's these words especially: "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." Together, we want to show the world that we are Christ's disciples through our love. And to understand what this means, I really think that we need to look at what preceded Jesus' command. And before Jesus says to everyone, "By this all the world will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another," Jesus had come to Jerusalem riding on a donkey. And you remember the branches had come down and people were declaring, "Hosanna." He was coming into Jerusalem as the king. It was just arriving in time for the Passover feast. And he knew he soon was going to be arrested. And so these were the last few hours of his life. And he makes this statement, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." So far in our series, we have talked about a community of love being together for God, together in Christ, together through the Spirit, together in love, together with fruitfulness, and today together so that Jesus can be seen. And then one more in this series before we have some Christmas sermons together. Do you know the context of this words of Christ is that he washes his disciples' feet. And this is the way that John describes it. He says, "It was just before the Passover festival, and Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father. He knew at the time had come, and he, and you know what was on his mind? Love was on his mind, because it says, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And then we know that the evening meal was in progress for the Passover, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. But there were some things that were very clear right then and there in Jesus' mind. And I'll tell you what was in Jesus' mind. He knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and he was returning to God. That was clear in Jesus' mind, that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he'd come from God, and that he was returning to God. And so we read, so he got up from the meal and he took off his outer clothing and he wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. I imagine that it took some time. 12 disciples, 24 feet, and he was going to wash each one of those feet. And he probably didn't do just a rush job. He was taking his time to wash each foot, to wipe each foot, to dry each foot. He came to Simon Peter and Simon Peter said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet too? Jesus replied, you don't understand what I'm doing. Simon Peter said, you shall never wash my feet. You won't ever touch my feet. And after Jesus had convinced Simon eventually to allow him to wash his feet, we read actually that Jesus starts to talk about that one of you will betray me. And eventually Judas goes out. And John says, and it was night. And it's in that context that then we read Jesus speaking. And he says, my children, I will be with you only a little while longer. So now he's speaking to the 11. Judas is gone. And Jesus speaks to the 11 and he says, my children, my little children. That's the original language. It's like my little children. He's very tender towards them. I'm only going to be here for a bit longer. And you look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now where I'm going, you cannot come. A new command I give to you, love one another. It's like he's saying, I'm only going to be here for a tiny bit more. You know, like when you say to your little children, and you say to them, I'm going to go away in a minute. I'll be gone soon. He's preparing them for him to go. But he says, but there's one thing that I'm giving you before I go, and that's a new commandment. This is what it is. Love one another. As I've loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Let's look at what this passage teaches us about Christ's love and what our love needs to be. Think about, will you look with me how willing Jesus' love is? I'll tell you what I mean by that. Jesus got up from the meal and he took off his outer clothes. He wrapped a towel around his waist and he began to wash the disciples' feet. But no one was forcing him. In actual fact, it was the opposite. It says that Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power. Now get that in your mind. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God, and that he was going to God. And so he could do whatever he wants with all his authority and his power. He can use his last moments of his life however he wants. And he gets up and he takes off his outer garments and he puts a towel around his waist and he washes the disciples' feet. He was willing. He just willingly did this. No one was constraining him. If you was a servant, you could say, now, servant, you got to do this, and if you don't, there's going to be consequences, and they'd have to go and wash. But not Jesus. He had all the power of heaven on his side, and so, two little words, S-O, so. He took off his outer clothes and wrapped a towel around his waist and started to wash the disciples' feet. This is how he chose, in love, to use the last moments of his life. It was love. Consider with me how humble Jesus' love was. The washing of feet was the job for the lowest slave. Even you wouldn't ask a Jewish slave to wash someone's feet, you would get a Gentile slave. It's the lowest job. It's the lowest job of all. And imagine the embarrassment of the disciples when their Lord and Master took off his clothes and wrapped a towel around his waist and then gets down to their very feet and begins to go down, all the way down, to wash their feet, very low. He washes Judas's feet, who was soon to betray him. He washes Peter's feet, who was soon to deny him. He washes all the disciples' feet, who were soon to run away and leave him. He washes everyone's feet. In fact, the Lord of the universe was down washing all the disciples' feet. Did you know that this washing of the feet of the disciples is like a parable of Jesus' whole life? Jesus got up from the meal table and he stripped off his clothes and put a towel around it and he went down. And in a similar way, Jesus left glory in heaven and he stripped off all his glory and he goes down, all the way down to the earth. On the first Christmas, he comes all the way down and here he is kicking like a little baby in a manger, all the way down, and he goes down further. He goes down to be arrested and to be flogged and, according to Isaiah 53, to be beaten beyond human recognition. And you can't go further down than to be nailed. He goes down. And he's serving us. He's serving us to wash us, to wash the world of their sin. Think of the humility of Jesus' love. Because pride is the opposite. Pride is when I put myself up. I am better than you. I'm smarter than you. I'm more powerful than you. I'm richer than you. I'm better looking than you. I am above you. And Jesus does the opposite. He goes down, all the way down, as a servant does. Do you know that's the definition of a servant, is to take responsibility for what's not your problem? That's what a servant does. He could have said, these filthy feet of the disciples, that's their problem. But a servant takes responsibility for what's not their problem. And Jesus goes down and he says, these feet, I'm going to take responsibility for. I'm going to wash them. He had the heart of a servant. In a similar way, he comes all the way down to be nailed on a cross, and he says, I'm taking responsibility for something that's not my problem, but I'm going to make it my problem in love. Jesus Christ did not come to the world to lead a political party to victory. He came to the world to be crushed because he was taking responsibility for the sins of the world. Peter said, when he comes to Peter, when he's washing his feet, Peter said, no, you'll never touch my feet. And it seems very humble to say, you're not going to wash my feet. But in actual fact, it's very proud. Because what Peter's saying is that I'm fine. You don't have to, I can manage my own dirtiness. I can manage my own filthiness. And Jesus is saying, will you receive? Will you receive from me? Will you be washed? It's better if you say to Jesus, Jesus, I can't work out what you're doing there on your knees, washing people's feet, but would you wash mine too? And Jesus would say, sure. That's why I came. That's what my life is for. To wash. Notice thirdly, the intimacy of Jesus' love. Because this was someone's actual feet. Someone's feet whose body they were connected to the feet. And they took hold of the feet. And they were touching the feet. Jesus was touching the feet and washing the dirt off the feet. It was very intimate. Jesus comes very near. Do you know Jesus comes very near to you? Some people say, I can't find God because he's too high and he's too far away. But maybe the reason you can't find God is that he's too low and he's too near. He's come very, very near to you. He comes all the way down to wash someone's feet. What is God like? What's God like? Have a look at this man on his hands and his knees washing the feet. That's what God is like. It's a revelation of who God is, coming down to people that are dirty and washing them and meeting them at their point of shame and filthiness. That's what God is like, and he's revealing himself to us. Lastly, I want to think about Jesus showing love to the world. Because Jesus says to these disciples, he says, I'm only with you for a little while longer. He's washed their feet. He says, I'm only here for a little while longer, but I've got a command for you. He actually doesn't say, I've got a suggestion for you. And he doesn't say, I've got a new advice for you. He says, I've got a new command for you. My new commandment is that you love one another. As I've loved you. As I have loved you. Now, why did I spend some time with you now just thinking about Jesus washing feet? It's because it fills this with meaning. He says, as I have loved you. I mean, you've seen me down there. You've seen me go all the way down washing your feet. And now he's saying, I've got a new command for you. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. It was an extraordinary love. It's like Jesus is saying, I have left heaven, and the Father and the Son, Jesus and the Father, have a love of a quality that is of something that this world knows nothing of. Our love in this world can be a very worldly love where, oh yes, I've fallen in love with you. Now you need to meet all my needs. Just meet all my needs. And this was a different kind of love. It's a heavenly love. It's a love that Jesus says, I want to show you what the quality of love from heaven is like. It's a love that's displayed in Jesus washing the feet. And he's saying now, I've brought this love down, the love of the Father and the Son down, and you've experienced it. Now love. And the world will know. Everyone will know. How will people know that you are my disciples? By your wealth? How will people know that you are my disciples? By how good the preaching is, or how good the organization is, or how will they know? No. He says, this is how they'll know. One thing. By your love. This is how the world will taste of heaven. By the love amongst those that call themselves followers of Christ. It's to be a tremendously attractive love for all of you who name the name of Christ and say, yes, I'm a follower of Christ. There is to be a quality of love amongst us because we have a master who has washed our feet. More than washed our feet, has washed our very hearts and souls. There is to be a quality of love that is to be willing, that is to be humble, that is to be intimate. And that the world would see it and say, wow. The reason even Baptist Care came into existence is because of this love. Thankful for the love. The reason this church is here is that we would be a people of love. And maybe there's some people you don't like. Well, that's okay, but you have to love them. You got to. It's a command of our Lord to love. And so we can, I'll tell you, I can spend way too much time, we all can, on this screen or this, that, or the other, and it's too much selfish. It's too much in our own little world. And love is putting that down and opening up the church directory and finding someone that's in need and giving them a call. Or it might be just walking across the room and saying, hello. I haven't met you before. It's called love. It's care. Someone has said that love is committing yourself to someone else's greatness. Love is committing yourself to someone else's joy. Love is lifting someone else up. And so this is the command that Jesus gives us as his people. When he left us one command that is a beautiful command. It's a command, dear sisters and brothers, that we must be a community of love. It's not a negotiable because we are followers of the one who did love with an extraordinary love. Do we fail? Oh, wow. Yes, yes. Yes, I do. And we all do. But please, as we receive this love of Christ and receive it again and again, it does and must overflow from us to each other that the world would know a quality of love that comes from heaven and from nowhere else. Let me pray. Lord, thank you that you are ours and we are yours, and that you've served us with such willingness, such humility, with such intimacy. And in Christ, our Heavenly Father, you have reached us. You've come all the way down to meet us so that you could lift us all the way up and exalt us and wash us and make us your own. We're thankful, Father. Please, Lord, help us by your Spirit to be a community of love. In Jesus' name, amen.